What's happening, this, that, and those listeners? What's going on, guys? Did you know that Eminem and MGK are having a rapper beef right now? You might not, okay? Unless you've touched the internet in the past 3 days. I can't get away from it, okay? It's pissing me off. I can't get away from it. And it, it's really irking me, you know? But that's what's popular right now. That's what's a fun thing to talk about. But it's bothering me that everybody talks about it, and now I have to talk about it. I don't, but I also do, okay? We're going to talk about UFC. We're going to talk about fantasy football, my picks, and well, my team and the other guy's team. We're going to have somebody on weekly, but Dan's doing something. Steve's doing something. I had nobody. I put the bat signal out. Don't think I didn't. I did. And Batman didn't come. You know who came? No one. No one came. Anyway, let's just get into this juicy-ass episode.
Somebody grab me some clippers. This fucking beard is weird. Tough talk from a rapper paying millions for security a year. I think my dad's gone crazy. Yeah, Haley, you right. Dad's always mad, cooped up in the studio, yelling at the mic. You sober and bored, huh? I know. About to be 46 years old, dog. Talk about I'ma call up Trick Trick. Man, you sound like a bitch, bitch. Man, if I handle
you. Wow. MGK is mad. Eminem's mad. Now, here's my thing with this. So, when rappers use stuff like that for promotion and promoting each other, I think that's fun. I think that's good for everything. I mean, this is good for hip-hop regardless. Regardless of what I think about it, this is good for hip-hop. Because I'm talking about jokes, not business. So, if it's for fun, then I'm all on board. I'm all on board for this, too, just because it generates, like, a little bit of hype. There hasn't been that much going on. I mean, there has, but there hasn't in the same. I don't forget that. Whatever. If it's out of anger, if two rappers are dissing each other. Now I realize diss is the whitest thing to say. Two rappers are dissing each other. I feel like one of them got their feelings hurt. If two grown men are dissing each other via rhyme, I feel like somebody got their feelings hurt. The first one that said it is like, that's Eminem's over in his corner and he's like, "You're a snake in the grass, I'll snap your ass in a bass. I got your cash in a bag." MGK's over there like, "Cleveland." Worst MGK impression ever. But they're trying to hurt each other's feelings, but really, they're just rhyming. Yeah. All right, I want you guys to record this one. Got a door, whore. You gotta pour some more? Just rhyming with a beat. So stupid. But you get what I'm saying. Like, you're an adult and you're rhyming. You know, that's not hard. That's not a cool thing to do. You guys want to make some money? Do what Logan Paul and KSI did and just fight each other. Can you imagine if on the undercard of the next Logan Paul boxing match, there was, or actually he would be the undercard, I think. Eminem and MGK fought, and they only charged $10 to watch it. Dude, they would make bank. Also, I do respect that these guys putting out these two songs. Eminem was like mad because of MGK called his daughter hot in like 2012 or something when she was like 16 for sure. Don't do that. So then MGK, I guess, felt the need that he had to defend himself. But anyway, if those two fought, I don't know what the hell I was. Oh, even though I think it's silly that they're two grown men rhyming, and I do love it, you gotta respect the fact that they probably made, I don't know, Eminem probably got like $4 million from that song, and then MGK probably got $2 or $3 million from that song after like all the videos, all the YouTube views, and all the promotion, and in the long haul, it's good for business, you know? I did want to talk about this too. The new Cosmo girl. Look, being bigger or whatever, that's fine. Like, she's obese, like clearly obese. Though, that's my issue. It's not like if she was a little bit bigger, that's fine, right? That's still healthy. Like, this girl is clearly not healthy, and you guys want to make it seem like we have to accept that that's something that's okay when it's not. It's really not. And it's not me being a dick. It's just the truth. Like, that's not a healthy thing, and you shouldn't be promoting it and making girls feel like if they're super unhealthy, that's the same thing. You're not going to put, like, somebody chain smoking on the cover. Guys aren't putting fat, like clearly obese guys on the cover of magazines geared for dudes. My only issue is like, if you want to be bigger, that's fine. And if you're into bigger people, that's totally fine too. I'm saying, to glorify it and make it seem like that's healthy, and it's just not. That's my only issue with it. And, okay, so I feel like I should talk about this too. Kaepernick and the Nike deal. Look, my take on Kaepernick. Would I kneel during the national anthem? No. But the time to protest is the time not to protest. And like the exact, like just how I said that, maybe if that confused you, if you say it in reverse order, the time not to protest is the time to protest. Does that make sense? You're supposed to, if you want to bring attention to something, do it when you're not supposed to and it's going to. But, I mean, I guess I applaud the dude for standing for what he believes in, even though it's fucked up. And I don't think that's the best way. Anyway, the Nike thing, like the Nike deal with it, the quote says, stand for what you believe in, even if it means losing everything. Go look at Colin Kaepernick's Instagram and tell me if it looks like he lost everything. One of my buddies tweeted this, and this is my favorite thing in the past few months that I've heard about Kaepernick. You can like Colin Kaepernick, you can dislike Colin Kaepernick, but do not tell me that he is a good quarterback. And I realize that there are some bad quarterbacks in the NFL. but they don't come with the drama as well that Colin Kaepernick would come with. That's Dez Bryant isn't signed onto a team. A lot of it could be his attitude. Teams don't want to deal with bad attitudes if they don't have to. And they don't want to deal with negative attention if they don't have to. Now, also, today, I got two Americanos. It's 9 o'clock at night. And I got to work in the morning. Why did I get two Americanos, you ask? I don't know, okay? I'm not sure. I just did it. And it was a bad idea, okay? But whatever. So, enough of this stuff. I would like to talk some UFC. This is a little bit more drama stuff. Cowboy Cerrone was on Joe Rogan. And he's basically talking about how he trains at the Jackson camp. And basically how he was talking about how Jackson Winkle, or, well, not Jackson, but Winklejohn, basically kicked Cowboy out of the camp, out of his training camp where he always goes to, because they started working out with Mike Perry. And Cowboy said when he went up to Winklejohn and asked him about it, Winklejohn was basically like, I thought you called him out. That's why we picked him. Because we thought he was the quote-unquote, like, victim. So they kick Cowboy out, basically. Even though Cowboy thinks Winklejohn was just lying, and he knew the whole time that Perry called him out. And he said that the reason they kicked him out was because of money. And Cowboy was saying, but, like, I've been loyal to you guys the whole time. And the issue that people are having with this, and the reason Cowboy has an issue with this, and he has every right to, is every fighter has, like, their own style. And if Cowboy has been training with them, well, his style is well known by everybody at that gym. And if they're training his opponent, isn't that a little bit of a conflict of interest, right? Obviously, there's two sides to every story. And Winklejohn said Cowboy was never loyal to anybody at that camp. And that within the past 10 years, he doesn't remember Cowboy helping anyone. He said he was just, like, super narcissistic. And, like I said, like, he just doesn't help people there. And I guess Winklejohn, because he called it a puppy mill, saying that they just have turnover and turnover of different fighters coming in and out. He said like how they just pushed him out when they just chose Mike Perry instead. He said Winklejohn called me and says, you know, I thought about it and we don't have Perry. I thought about it, and if we don't have Perry, then I don't get paid. I need to get paid for this, Cerrone said. Basically tells me I'm no longer welcome in the gym. That's when Cerrone was just basically like, okay, well, I'll go to my BMF ranch. And the other owner, Jackson, went to the BMF ranch, said, look, like, I'll train you. And he's like, no, I've been loyal to you, and now you want to, like, sneak train me? He's like, that just didn't seem right. It was just, like, this big thing, right? Shit. Just, like, the fact that they know how he trains and knows how he fights. And Now they're training his opponent. And then Diego Sanchez came to the side of Jackson Wink, and which is the camp, the gym they train at. Basically set it up so that he's fighting Cerrone next. That no one from that camp likes Cerrone anymore. Which, I guess, makes sense. And that'll be fun. I don't know how, I say this every fucking podcast, I don't know how much more Cerrone can fight. I really don't. Then, John Jones and Chael Sonnen, those two have beef as well. They, I forget how this happened. Somebody asked John Jones about, Chael Sonnen, and he basically called him the worst trash talker, which...
Trash talker.
JC's here. the worst trash talker. Twas talker. And then Chael Sonnen replied with a series of tweets, and I'll read some of them. John, heard your critique. Forgot you were in business even as a spectator. John, you trash talk about as well as you exchange insurance info with after traffic accidents. John, I treasure you. As long as you're around, I look like a clean overachiever. Jones's career, one big side effect. You spend more time on the shelf than a library book, you bum. Turn your cell phone off. USADA has GPS tracking. John Jones, your career took a bump in the road, and then you tried to snort it. John Jones, I heard you're not allowed at your brother's football games because you tried to snort all the lines off the field. And this just keeps going on. Okay? There's a couple more if you want to go at Chael Sonnen. Which makes John Jones' argument for worst trash talker even harder. He is a really bad trash talker. The thing I like about these tweets is that they're so obviously bad that it makes it just funny. So I like it. A lot of bigger fight guys are not fans of that trash talk. But like I said, I like it because it's so obviously funny. Like, he's not really going too crazy on that one. I don't know. They fought, John won. But that was a funny thing to read. So, some more UFC news. The Nick Diaz thing. His whole case with that chick has been settled, and he's focusing on his return, is what the thing said. And that's tricky because when someone comes out and says that they're a victim, like the Me Too shit and or like some kind of abuse maybe, right? Obviously we tend to lean towards the side of the victim. But now social media has it so that as soon as news breaks like that, that the other person that allegedly does anything is just like labeled as this piece of shit by everybody, and it makes news. And like with the Nick Diaz thing, when there was all this news going on, it was the trending on Twitter, trending on Instagram, trending on Facebook, trending on Google. But then it gets settled, and there's no breaking news about shit getting settled. So everybody still just thinks like the worst of that person, besides a handful of people. I just thought that was a little bit interesting.
Can we do a quick side note? You are a lobster.
I got a little burnt today.
Oh my gosh, you guys.
It's all right. More UFC. More UFC news. and I love this. Woodley said that if Till doesn't make weight, he is not going to fight Kamaru Usman. And I think that's brilliant. Okay? And a lot of people are, fighters fight. Fighters are supposed to fight anywhere, anytime. But I think a lot of fighters can learn from this. Because what he's saying is it's either Darren Till or it's no one, right? Because Till didn't make weight the one time. So it does raise some concern that, like, he's not going to make weight. He said, I'll fight any man on a full training camp. And I'll fight whoever you, just basically, he said, I'll fight whoever you put in front of me as long as I have a full training camp. But he's not going to fight someone as a replacement guy for someone that he prepared for, right? Because that's saying that he just prepared for a 6'3 striker southpaw, but that guy didn't make weight, so you're just going to throw in this 5'10 switch stance wrestler because the other guy didn't make weight. Now, Woodley can wrestle his ass off. Everybody knows that. But that is not how that should be. You cannot prepare for one thing and then just get handed the other while that dude's preparing for you the whole time. That is not fair. And that's why I like that Woodley said, I'm not fighting if he doesn't make weight. It's that or nothing. Now, on to the rest of this UFC card. And I'm super aged about this, actually. So, the main event, you have Carla Esparza and Tatiana Suarez. I think that it's only a matter of time before Tatiana Suarez is a dominant champion. Like, I'm talking about a dominant champion like Mighty Mouse. She is ranked 9th right now, 7-0, but I think it's only a matter of time. I think if you're betting, I would bet Suarez over Esparza on that one. I would see that one ending in like the second round by submission. And who else is fighting in this? I don't know why it's not showing the whole thing. Oh, okay. That's because, is it on Fight Pass? Which sucks if it is. So, no one watches Fight Pass, right? But, or maybe that's, I thought Zabit was fighting. Zabit is definitely fighting. I don't know why it's not showing up on this. But, unless he's on this fight pass. No. No, he's not fighting. He is fighting. But, anybody that they put in front of Zabit, good luck, man. That guy, don't know how to say his last name, but he is a monster. He is going to be the next big thing. He's going to be, I don't know, he's not going to be like Conor McGregor or anything, but Zabit is so good.
I can't stop hearing you say that in my
mind. Zabit. It should be a good fight for him. Definitely tune into that one. The girl is fighting Shevchenko. Nico Montano. This poor girl. This is a tough one for her, okay? Because she just won tough, right? She just won the Ultimate Fighter. And winning a belt
Is it for girls or for girls?
Yeah, it's for girls. Well, they do it like, they'll do like girls, then guys.
Why can't they just put girls and guys together for fighting?
Guys, we're not doing this one again. I can't. I'm exhausted from that.
Excuse me? What? That's a general question. I'm sure all my ladies out there want to know.
But this girl, she won the belt on the Ultimate Fighter. And when you win the belt on the Ultimate Fighter, you are not fighting true professionals. That's a reality show. And I realize that they are, technically they're professionals, but they're not the same caliber of people you're going to be fighting in Bellator or in the UFC. So she won this through basically the real world for MMA fighters. And then you're going to get thrown to Shevchenko. I do not like that fight for her. Who, Shevchenko?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is she a chef?
Valentina Shevchenko. But
have you ever thought of fighting?
Me? Mm-hmm. No, I'm too nice. No, like, nice, like,
and it's false, everyone.
Like, I don't want to fight anybody. But
it seems like you enjoy it, though.
Shevchenko, I do. I love it. Shevchenko beat, or she lost a split decision to Amanda Nunes, the Lioness.
Oh.
And she beat Holly Holm, and now you're going to be fighting the the winner of the Ultimate Fighter. That's not fair, man. And I guess for the other girl, it's a cool story because, you know, like, you made it through the Ultimate Fighter, you won the belt, you held it for a little bit, and then it's going to end for you. But I don't see any scenario where Shevchenko does not win that fight. The other fight is, this one, that was the co-event. The other fight that's on the main card is Jessica Andrade and Carolina, don't know how to say her last name, and I love Carolina.
You know who I like?
Who?
I think her name is JJ. She's some red-haired chick. Remember?
Oh, we saw this girl on a fight night.
She's pretty interesting looking.
Yeah. Yeah, you did like her. Okay. But Carolina, I'm a fan of hers. And
watch what you say.
But if Jessica Andrade gets it done, which she should, I think she should, she's going to most likely fight Rose next. And I think that's Rose's toughest matchup would be Jessica Andrade. Jenna said same. And she's just looking into space right now. And then, so, let's see. The main card, I'm taking Tatiana Suarez. I'm taking Jessica Andrade. Taking Valentina Shevchenko. And then we have the main event. We have Tyron Woodley and Darren Till, okay? And I'm not sure on this one.
Like,
I'm not sure on this one. That's fucked up. Who, if I was, like, betting, I would really have to flip a coin, basically, on this. But I'm not betting. I get to give you my biased opinion because it's my podcast. I'm telling you it's biased, okay? And I would take Woodley just because I'm a big fan of Woodley. That's literally the only reason I'm taking him and not Till, because it could go either way. Right? Till can he can strike if it was five rounds, no problem.
I need heights and weights of both ends, please.
I'll give you them in a minute. Okay, actually, you could take your pick. So Darren Till is 6 foot. And they're supposed to both be 170. It'll be like a couple pounds, maybe.
6 foot and what?
170. Tyron Woodley, 5'9", 170.
Oh, no, first one, no.
Okay, so Jenna's taking Till, I'm taking Woodley. Okay, so Till can strike. That's my thing. If it was a 12-round fight, a 10-round fight, he would be able to do it, no problem if it was just striking. But Woodley is going to wrestle him. Right, he's going to take him down. He's going to use some cage work. And that's going to have a toll on Till's shoulders, on his hands. His movement all around is going to be not as explosive. He's going to be slower, you know, because he's going to have some wear and tear on his body, especially in the later rounds. I don't think he hasn't gone a five-round fight, right? It's all been three, I think. So in those later rounds, after Woodley's been wrestling him the whole time, that's really, really going to take a toll on him, I think. And I'm not saying that Till doesn't have what it takes to get it done. He definitely does. I'm just saying that Woodley is a true professional, and the guy hasn't lost in like 4 years. Now, I realize his last fight was like July last year, so he hasn't fought in over a year. But there's a reason that he hasn't lost in so long. I wouldn't be shocked if Till pulled it off, though. The only thing is that you like have to take into consideration for this is Woodley is like, he's acting, he's doing like some kind of rapping bullshit. He's on the UFC tonight. And he's doing a great job like handling all of this. But at what point does that become too much? You saw it happen with Ronda. Or people just figured her out. But okay. But it did happen with her a little bit. And for Till, I don't think for Darren Till, it's if he's going to be a champion. I think it's when he's going to be a champion. And that could be Saturday night. Or it might. I'd be shocked if it took over a year and a half. I think he's champion in less than a year. But I think for him to get this one done, he's going to have to finish Woodley in the first three rounds with a knockout.
Possible?
It's very possible. But if he doesn't get it done, Woodley doesn't get hit either. That's another thing.
Have they ever fought?
No, they haven't.
In
fights, I'm just saying, like, he's fought really good strikers, and he doesn't get hit. And so if he doesn't finish him in the first three rounds, I think he has a big problem on his hand finishing him in those later rounds. So, I mean, I'm taking Woodley. I'm not taking him very confidently, but I am taking him. That's all there is to it. So I did some Twitter polls, and we're going to read them to you. First off, this one, actually, we'll do this one first. If the UFC made it happen somehow, who would you take, Logan Paul or CM Punk? 71% of people said they would take CM Punk.
Nobody likes Logan Paul, and if you do, goodbye.
But Logan Paul has more of a wrestling background. He has a more athletic background. No one likes Logan Paul, but the dude's good at marketing. And I really, I would probably take CM Punk, I guess, if I was betting on it. But it wouldn't, like, if Logan Paul had a year of training, I think I would actually switch it up and take Logan Paul.
Goodbye.
I don't think... I think he would out-wrestle CM Punk. And his striking in the boxing match, it wasn't awful. It was far from good, but it wasn't the worst. And CM Punk is just... he's not very good at fighting.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, you're just saying. He does suck. Then I post, this is another poll I did. Favorite social media. JC, what's yours? Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. So the options.
I don't know much on Twitter.
This is where I'm going to get to that. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat. 0% said Facebook, which which blows my mind because people post on Facebook.
No, only you do.
No. No, that's not true. people post on Facebook like it's about to get shut down. They post so much on Facebook, and I think it's because you don't get as many likes. That's
Facebook?
Yeah, I don't think you get as many likes.
No, I think it's because what crashed was Instagram and Twitter, so people were all about that for like the longest of time, and so they neglected. They neglected Facebook, and then they thought, you know what? Screw it. We don't need to go back to Facebook because I already saw how Twitter and Instagram, that's where it's at.
Do you think it's just outdated?
Yeah. Like, who goes to MySpace?
No.
No, you're just going to make a Tinder.
MySpace was kind of lit.
I never had one. I was never allowed to have one.
Oh, man.
Me, of all people, I would have been like...
MySpace was
I
lit.
I would have been everybody's top friend.
No, you wouldn't have. I like collected that. I was like, how many people top friends could I be? But you had a song and everything. People came to your song, your page if they want to get like lit and shit. mine wasn't very lit. Oh, actually, it was "Sky's the Limit" by Lil Wayne. Oh shit! And then there's like one point where you could have a whole playlist on your.
Did you?
Fuck yeah. It was all Lil Wayne. And then, like, Journey, "Don't Stop Believing." Stupid. But, yeah, if Facebook had a song on your page, you know what killed Facebook is those how to eat videos. You know what I'm talking about?
No, it was everybody's freaking family member wanting to comment on stupid shit.
That's true, too. Okay. Like, bro, we don't care. Let me see. Sorry, my eye was itching. I had to put my phone down. Snapchat got 12%.
Really?
Really. I think it's a little bit overrated.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like their news thing. You know how you could look at, like, the different things trending?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like their setup on there.
Why?
It's not like as smooth as I want it to be. It's smooth, but like how you have to click a story and then click to read that story, it bothers me. Just have it fucking be there. If I clicked on it, I wanted to see it. I shouldn't have to click and then get trapped by an ad.
Wait, which one are we talking about?
Snapchat.
Snapchat kind of like low key sucks now. Like it doesn't even open when I want it to.
Yeah, and it always crashes. Snapchat is...
That's, like, not a reliable app.
Snapchat's probably my least favorite, and it kills your battery.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This one surprised me. I'll actually do the first ranked so that I could just talk about it. Twitter got 69% of the votes. 69%. Twitter, to me, has, like, died off. First... When Black Twitter all yelled at me and was super mean to me.
Because what did you say?
That mental health issue was everybody's issue and not just Black people's issue. Black men's issues.
Since when was it just Black men's issues?
That's what the whole Black Twitter freaked out on me for.
I don't like how you label Black Twitter.
It is Black. And everybody knows it's Black. That's not me being like nasty.
Where's White Twitter?
We don't have, it's the politics section.
I don't get it.
It's a bunch of people arguing about Trump.
Okay, this might sound really awful, so I'm afraid to say it.
Then maybe don't.
The way I see it is, why are we labeling everything like with black in front of it when, you know, like we don't do that as like white people? Yet you want black to be taken out of your, like, description, basically, or why people know you. But you use it for every title and label that you can.
Jenna, like, does this mic drop pose after she does something, and she just did it. Yeah, I agree. But, Twitter for me, Twitter used to be so much fun. And it used to be people roast. It used to be people roasting each other. Now, if you tweet one thing that's, like, homophobic or if, like, I call my buddy gay or something, I have to worry about backlash.
No, Twitter...
When I'm not saying, like...
Cut me off.
Well, I don't want to finish. I'm not calling my friend... If I call my friend gay for, like, doing something lame, I mean it like that. I would never say it in front of a gay person. I'm not saying his actions were the actions of someone, a man, that's like sucking another man's cock and balls. I'm saying it was like a lame thing to do. Now, if I said it to a gay person, that would be a different story. But I'm not doing it like that. So,
it's all about the intent.
I agree 100%, and I was about to say something about that. The intent behind me calling my friend a pussy-ass fag bitch or something. That's me saying, like, aw, you silly. Like, if I said it to my friend, he'd be like, haha, that's funny.
No, like, when you call someone, like, a pussy, kind of, you know?
Yeah.
How it has, like, you know, like, women, you can take that and, like, talk about, like, women when it comes to that and stuff, but they're not meeting and, like, you are a woman who is this, this, and this.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, if I say it about myself, or if I said it about, like, somebody on the news, I was going to say about you, but you might take it the way I don't want people to take it, is if, like, if you said something stupid, I'd be like, oh, I'm being cunty. If I said it like that, yeah.
Erica Jane would love it.
Who's that?
Remember from Real Housewives?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, if I was like, oh, quit being a cunt, bitch, or something, like, to my buddy, if he said something stupid, it's all fun. Now, if I said in anger, you're being a fucking cunt bitch.
He said that to me yesterday.
I know. I have never used the C word on JC in our almost.
Out loud, but in your mind.
I'm like.
In your mind is fair game.
Cunt bitch. Fuck you.
Ew. Is this how you really feel?
No, it's a joke. I'm doing it for exaggeration.
Can I add? Twitter is also, if I look at 2012 versus now, my first tweet would be like, what color should I paint my room? Or, just went potty, now I'm gonna go take a nap.
Yeah.
To, like, politics or just saying, like, okay, this explains me.
I think the jump from 140 to 280 kind of really fucked it up.
For you, because nobody tweets a novel anymore.
They still do. No, I'm saying it's
like
bad.
Threads are fun.
Threads are clickbait for me.
Yeah, I keep scrolling.
Yeah.
I get that popcorn out. Well, if I was allowed to eat popcorn.
I'm just saying Twitter used to be better than it is now. And then Instagram, 19%. What's weak ass shit is that?
Well, remember when they did something to Instagram where they put all the times out of order.
You're right.
And they weren't even showing you all the posts or whatever. Yeah.
You know what else bothers me about Instagram? Is if you're scrolling, and it could be somebody like a famous person like advertising something, and then you look at the date and it's like 5 days ago. You're like, how the fuck did this even get here?
Right.
Like, that why is that really bothers me, yeah.
Just how like you kind of... Our phones, you know, going from, like, a flip phone to now going to your kind of phone and then feeling like people are listening to you through it.
Mm-hmm.
That never used to be, like, a thought.
We,
back then, because, like, technology was so, like, not with it.
I had a buddy once that would, like, turn his phone off anytime we were talking. And he's like, I don't fucking trust it, man. He's like, they're fucking, I don't want people listening to my shit. I don't want the government listening to my shit. I'm like, dude. Unless you're saying something highly illegal, like nation-threatening, I don't think it's really that big of an issue. And he's like, no, I don't care. I don't want people hacking my stuff. I don't want anything. So he didn't get a smartphone until, like, even after I got a smartphone. Mine wasn't because I didn't trust people. Mine was because...
Wait, what did you have before it?
What the fuck? Intensity. Samsung Intensity.
Did you like it? Ew, I could just... Good thing you weren't texting me with that Samsung Intensity, biatch.
I know.
I would have been getting, like, the weirdest looking text, and I'd be like, oh, it's turning green.
Yeah, it's...
He doesn't even have...
It would slide up into a keyboard.
Ew!
You know what I'm talking about? Like, I'd go like this, and I'd turn my phone sideways and slide it up into a keyboard. That shit was lit. And then people would, like, people with smartphones would text me really long shit. And I would get every chunk, like, it would be like 4 of 7, and I'm like, What the fuck? I'm like, why are you giving me the middle first? And that, what that actually, when you get the middle of a text first, it determines if you're going to read the rest or not.
I can see a breakup happening where someone's like, you're such a bitch, blah, 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 but, and then the last one's like, I love you.
And then
so you would read it. It's like, oh, man.
I just get the last part first. I'm like.
Ew, so you didn't, like, even have, like, Google and, like.
No.
Those apps. Oh, my God. You, the had, only, no, you had no access.
The only videos were the ones I recorded. The you only do. Pictures I could look at was stuff I could take.
I could just picture what it was, you.
What? No, like. Trying out the fucking gutter, man. Wow. And that, whatever. The last thing on our Twitter poll Tuesday, which was yesterday.
You're using Twitter to do the poll?
That's the only thing that people actually like to answer things on.
I think those votes on Instagram are so annoying.
They don't. They don't.
Ask me a question.
That never works. Unless like I just don't know how to look.
Status and all writer, to be honest.
That one's annoying. That's making its way into Instagram.
Yeah.
That one's really bothering me. But this was our last debate. Booberry or Count Chocula? And let me say, Frankenberry, you're a good third. But that's all you're ever going to be is third. Wow. And we determined that Boo Berry is basically Captain Crunch berries with marshmallows, which is banger. And Count Chocula is Cocoa Puffs with marshmallows. For me, I want chocolate in my chocolate, so I'm a Count Chocula kind of guy.
I love the Boo Berry.
JC loves blueberries, and let me tell you, I don't think mixing them would be a bad idea. No. I don't. I don't think it would be.
You
I
like
think
chocolate-covered blueberries?
I think it'd be not bad, not bad. That's not. It is not blueberry flavored.
Oh yeah.
Really?
With a hint of pineapple.
All I'm saying is I don't think it would be bad. I think we should try it. Holy shit, this has been a long one.
She's never said.
Huh. That's so ridiculous, man. She's trying so to call me out.
Gay.
Oh, speaking of gay, they were doing a debate. Huh. This will be the last thing we talk about. In your mom's house.
Okay.
Of. If it was gay for dudes to, like, to get their asses eaten.
Oh, my God.
And here's what I took away from it.
Did you vote?
No, it was Tom Segura, Christina Pazinski, and Brennan Schaub were having the debate.
That?
No.
Or have tried it?
They've tried it, yeah.
All of them?
The thing that I took from it is that, which I agreed with, if... You want, if, like, you're asking for it always, and, like, asking for them to, like, play with it, too, like, with their fingers, like, put fingers in it.
Their butthole?
Yeah. While they're, like, doing it. That's kind of gay. Especially if the girl...
Wait, so if I did that to you, that would be gay?
If I was, like, asking for it. Jenna's done it to me before. She put her finger in my butt once. But never again. Sorry, Mom. But,
I don't know who the fuck this bitch is, but we're
going to
talk later.
So, that was not cool for me. But...
What was?
I wasn't mad when her mouth was down there, though. You know? And it's
ew, I am going to talk to her.
It's also always got to be fresh out of the shower, okay? Because anything else is a no-go. And that's
dirty.
That's dirty, and it's disrespectful to the women. That's super disrespectful. That's super disrespectful. Guys, if you have any respect for your girl, don't do that after,
first
like,
of all, guys should a never long even day. Expect that.
You shouldn't expect it. But if it happens, it's cool. Also, guys, if you can... This is another way to find out if you're gay or not. If you can bend your legs back over your head while your girl eats, that's kind of gay.
JT practices.
Or if your girl, say you and your girl get home from like a long night of dancing.
Ew.
And she says, oh my God, I gotta go to the bathroom and freshen it up. And she walks out and you're facing the other way on all fours like a cow ready to get milked.
What?
And expecting her to put her face between your cheeks. That's a little bit gay too. And that's the most disrespectful because you're not even asking if it's okay. You're just assuming she's just going to get face deep in there.
Story of your life.
That's the story of my life.
What do you mean getting milked?
Getting milked, you know, because your
dick... I'm literally thinking of, like, you on all fours with some sort of, like, little udders.
No, pretend I'm on all fours with my huge, enormous boner.
You sound like you're 12? You even laugh right after you say boner.
I got this. I got this rock hard... big, girthy, American boner, and I'm on all fours, and I'm like,
with knee pads.
And I turn around, just my head, and I say, you ready to get milky?
Well, what did I tell you last Saturday?
I don't know. I turn around.
I literally just pictured what face you would make staring into my soul.
I turn around and say, come and milk me. Come and milk me.
Chill.
And then while you're jerking me off, I go. Mmm. That's what I do when I bust. Mmm. You know what's actually a really cute animal?
This is
a cow. I want to squeeze some cow's noses.
You know who is so cute are those ugly little monkeys?
Finger monkeys?
They're like Little Wayne. Little Wayne is so ugly, it could be attractive.
Did you ever see a finger monkey?
No.
I'm going to start a little...
Wait, the ones that are like a pocket.
They're like this
one?
Big.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a pocket monkey.
They're not that bad.
I think what I'm going to do is start a finger monkey breeding farm. And you could just donate to it.
Farm?
You could just donate to it. And you're just donating for these little finger monkeys to fuck.
Really?
Yeah. And it'll be like a fetish thing too. You know what else is a fetish thing? Do you know what ASMR is?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
I think that's a fetish thing.
What is it again?
Motherfucker. ASMR is like, I forget what it stands for exactly. It's like this weird word, or these weird four words. But it's like, they said it's basic euphoria. It's that the top of your head starts to tingle and then it goes like back down your spine. ASMR video. And it's basically, like, just sounds that really stimulate your senses. So let me just...
What, it makes you, like, hard?
I think it's a sexual thing. Like, because I listened to one, and I was like, there's no way that somebody would... Nobody would listen. There was, like, one for anxiety. I'm like, no one's listening to this for anxiety. It's old dudes listening to this to jerk off.
Why, does it sound sexual?
It doesn't sound sexual, but I just can't see it being for anything else. Let me find... Okay, I can't find any of the ones that
Did
I was...
Is that how you got into that?
Because it's like a thing that's actually like going on.
Sounds like you investigated.
No. One of the YouTube guys that I watch sometimes, he did an ASMR video.
Oh.
And I'm like, what the fuck is ASMR? So I Googled it, and this is like... This is one of them. Okay. ASMR 100 triggers. Okay. Fuck these ads. YouTube.
I thought this was the song.
No, this is it.
Hey. It's me. ASMR. Darling. Thank you so much for joining me. Guess what, guys?
Ew, I'm kicked out.
1 million.
This is the ASMR darling, which is like, she's like a young girl.
Oh my gosh.
And she's whispering. And she's acting like she's so excited, but she's fucking whispering. And that really bothers me. And it's gross, because, like, you hear the spit in her mouth and shit, like, every time she talks.
This is, like, what I hear when I wake up and you roll over.
For all my little darlings.
Let me, let me see if I can fast forward. Yeah.
Okay.
I did.
Because, sorry, I'm a little more.
I'm pissing me off. Okay, so this is what it is. Shit like this.
This is one of the triggers. Okay, say this is number one.
This is the weirdest
thing. For a fact.
Is she purposely doing this on, like...
Yeah. You're supposed to listen to this, and it's supposed to, like, bring euphoria.
That's annoying me.
Let's see what some of the ones are. Yeah, right?
A lot of stuff that I've used in my previous video, guys. I have to...
Turning a fucking lid.
Candle. Wanting to record a video about your parents in the other room.
Jen is getting creeped out. She's got the euphoria.
No, I'm not happy about this. It's like cringeworthy. Like I'm itchy.
I think that's... Look. Look, if you're into ASMR shit, I'm not hating on you. But don't be into that.
What was it?
All right, guys. That's it for this one. I hope... Oh, wait. No, that's not it for this one. Shit. I still have to go over my fantasy lineup.
Oh, because we kiss deeply.
Oh, man.
Quickly.
I can't even go over my fantasy lineup.
Do it.
I'll do it after, cause this one's just going too long. I'm apologetic, but yeah, guys. Until next time. Peace.